Hello.
Yeah, hi. Am I speaking with Brad?
You are.
Hey, Brad. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Thursday, sir?
Doing all right.
Good to hear. Yep, almost a Friday, right?
Oh, that don't make much difference to me.
Right.
It all stays moving.
Yeah, right. That's why you get the big bucks.
Y'all salesmen got all the time off.
Right. Well, we get the weekends, you know, so don't put those in the suggestion box.
Right.
But, the reason I was calling, we have an appointment for Google Guaranteed. I see we spoke to you in the past regarding it, right? You actually spoke with my wife, Amy Nelson. Do you remember talking with her about it?
I think I do.
Okay. So, Google Guaranteed, right? Just to kind of recap it, because I know it's been a while. What it is it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. And it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why.
According to who?
Well, we have 100% retention rate on these Google Guaranteed accounts since we started them. So I guess according to me, but the feedback I've been getting from our clients on it is just amazing.
Huh.
All right. So what it is a pay-per-lead program. The way these leads come in is they come in via phone call, and you don't share the lead, okay? Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads, meaning when that lead calls you, if you schedule an appointment with the lead, like if you schedule an estimate with them, or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't typically do in your industry, but if you were to quote them or schedule an appointment, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you're charged for. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So just to kind of like highlight on that a little more, if they call and it's out of your radius or a service you don't provide or a solicitation call, right, or you never speak to the person, those are all deemed as unqualified leads that you're automatically not charged for. Nothing you have to do on your end. Okay? Now, there are a couple requirements to qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Okay? I'm just pulling your requirements up right now. Give me one second here. Okay. So it looks like Amy put it in before. So licensing is required. It requires a Tennessee builder, contractor, residential BC hyphen A. Do you have that license?
It is a BCA, yeah.
Okay, so the company is currently licensed?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. The other requirement, they do require on any face-to-face employees. In other words, if you have a big crew of guys, Brad, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you, but you would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to. All right, so the company...
I don't know why, man.
Right. You'd be surprised, right? But
some guys can't... Hey, man, I rent property. And sometimes we just shorten that phone call up because I just go in and throw it out there. Hey, what does your credit look like? Well,
right.
It was good before I got divorced. I'm sorry, I can't rent to you.
Right.
Don't need to waste any more time on it. They got bad credit.
Sure.
I'm not renting to you if you got bad credit. Same thing. If you,
felonies.
Your background check comes back pretty shady. We're just not going to do business.
Right. No, exactly. So, but you do qualify. So your license, you'll pass the background check. So you do qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. Now, I know Amy went over the lead fees with you before, but let me just re-go over them with you.
You already ran the background check?
No, we didn't run the background check. I just asked you, I made sure you can be approved, you know? So.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we didn't run a background check that quick.
I was like, oh, I guess I okayed it. He done got her done.
No. So what would have to happen, like, if you decide to move forward with this, we send you an application, right, which you have to fill out to get your background check approved directly through Google. They have two companies that do it, Pinkerton or Evident, and I explain all that to you, too, by the end of the call, you know.
Yeah, I ain't worried about that. What's the thing cost, man?
Yeah, so the cost per qualified lead for the pool contractor vertical, it's at $54.67 per lead.
All right.
Google does require a minimum budget. Okay, this is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like, but the minimum I'm required to tell you about, that's at $713.
What's $713?
Your lead budget. That's for 13 qualified leads.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the way your lead budget works is it does roll over. So let's say you do the minimum requirement at 713 for 13 leads, and you take on 13 qualified leads. You booked an appointment with each lead that came through. The following month, you'll be charged Go ahead, sir.
Give me just a second, buddy. Give me just
a second. Yeah, take your time, brother.
Okay. All right. I have to sort the numbers. All right.
Yeah, you're good.
Go ahead with it. So the money rolls over or whatever.
If you take on 13 leads the following month, you'll be charged $713 to replenish your lead budget. Okay? Now, if you take on one qualified lead and decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month, the following month, you're not charged $713. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $54.67. Does that make sense?
Almost.
Okay. So let me...
It sounds like you're keeping a $713 buffer there forever is what it sounds like.
Yeah, so the requirement from Google is you have to have a budget for 13 leads per month, right? So that doesn't necessarily mean you have to take on 13 leads, but for us to activate your account, you have to have that 13 lead budget set. So you could set a higher budget, but that minimum requirement is that 13 leads.
How many people get the leads?
Good question. Let's check your area. Give me one sec. So in your particular area, I don't see anybody else Google Guaranteed verified. Let me just double check that though. One second. You don't have to just target your specific area too. Like you could target as far as you want as long as you're licensed for those areas.
Well, I'm licensed anywhere in Tennessee.
Yeah. So you could target the whole state if you wanted to, right? Okay. So right now, I did a deeper search to see like who's gone through the application. So there's BLS Outdoor Living's on there right now. Coyote Creek Outdoors. You got Cowboy Pool Company, Brighton Pools by Huffman, and then you got In Ground Pool Design Inc. So those are like your competitors that are Google guaranteed verified as well. Now, when a lead comes through, it's not a lead that's sent to you and shared to all these companies. The lead would only come to you because they're picking you and calling you directly from that Google guaranteed section.
So they get the customer gets the list of companies and makes a decision?
No, they do a search for pool contractor or any of the subcategories that you have turned on, right? And what would happen is those companies show up at the very top of the page, and they're going to pick who they call.
Yeah. Yeah. The customer chooses which company they want to call.
Yes, exactly. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Now, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we have finished the Google Guaranteed application process. That's where we submit your license, run the background check. What we send in writing, yeah, so what we send in writing is that process could take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, like day one, we usually have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically. Okay. Now, after you're approved, we don't automatically charge the lead budget. You're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification, making sure that you're ready to turn the leads on. Once you give us the thumbs up on that, then that's when the lead budget would be charged. Does that make sense?
Is there an app controlling this?
Great question. So it's not an app. In your client dashboard, you'll be able to turn like on or off your leads, or you can call, email, or text.
We'll have a URL to a personalized dashboard.
Yeah. So on your dashboard that you currently have through Local Splash, right, our company, there's going to be an added section under leads where they're going to have a section that says paid leads, and that will show you every Google guaranteed lead that's come through. And it will say paid or unpaid next to it, which essentially means qualified or unqualified. And from there, you're able to, like, pause your leads or reactivate them.
So I'll do it on the Local Splash dashboard.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Correct. Or you could text, okay, email, or call. A lot of clients just like to text, you know, like, hey, pause my leads for today, or, you know, they'll call in to up their lead budget or whatever the case, you know.
Who are we calling in to?
So, you'll have my direct line and extension. I'm really active in my Google guaranteed accounts. So you can contact me, but you're also going to have a lead technician assigned to your company. This is the person actually managing your leads.
Okay.
All right. Now, we do not, like I said, we don't charge your lead budget until you're approved. We do charge a one-time application/management fee, okay? This is not a renewal fee. You pay this one time. This is to get everything approved and get you set up on Google Guaranteed. That is for $250.
I just pulled up this dashboard while you're talking, and they rejected one of my posts.
They rejected one of your posts. Hold on. Let me pull up your dashboard and see what you're talking about.
Rejected and it's not live on Google. Please edit or delete post. Reasons for this could be phone numbers in text, spammy, or inappropriate content.
Yeah, let me see real quick. Transform your backyard dreams. It looks good to me, but that's going to be on our client support side. They do like the Google business profile. So I'm really not positive why that post was rejected. It looks good to me. What I can do is just have somebody from our client support side take a look at it for you, you know. But if you're in that dashboard, just since we're on the top of Google Guaranteed, at the very top, you should see leads. Like on yours, it has like 16 on it, right? Like,
right,
like in red. If you click on that, you'll have like a Google guaranteed thing pop up, but you could click X on that box, right? And what's going to happen is where you see your leads, where it says 26 all leads, 16 phone calls, 3 SMS, 7 websites, 0 paid ads, they're going to add another section on there that says paid leads. Okay, and on those paid leads, that'll be for Google Guarantee strictly. Like, it'll show you every Google Guarantee lead that came through, and it says paid or unpaid next to it.
Okay.
All right.
So then I click on that, and I get a filtered list of whatever's going on that side of things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you'll know, too, when a Google Guaranteed lead comes through, because it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead, which means local service ad. It's just another term for Google Guaranteed. So you'll know when these Google Guaranteed leads come through. But for your tracking, they'll all be stored there and show you each one that came through and, you know, whether it was qualified or unqualified.
All right.
All right. So first thing I always like to do, everything I went over with you, I'm going to send this off to you in writing again. I know Amy sent it to you in the past, but I want to make sure you definitely have it. So the email we have on file is bmgordon2@yahoo.com. Is that the best one?
Right.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to get an email titled Google Guaranteed. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to reply to that email with your vertical, which just means your category, your cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you could just see them in writing. Okay?
Yeah.
One sec here. 54, 67. All right, 713. All right, let me get these subcategories now. Just a heads up on the subcategories too. You're going to see a list of them. You don't have to turn them all on. You're just going to want to turn on the type of leads that you want. Okay? You'll see what I'm talking about here. All right. What I'm also going to do, like I mentioned, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So I'm going to send you a text message right now with my direct line and extension. So you have that, okay?
All right.
Get that off to you. All right. And what I will do here too, in a second, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. Like I mentioned earlier, this is the person like actually managing your leads. So they just want to meet you. They'll go over, you know, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. And very important, they're going to be able to push your application through. Right? That application too, I will have sent to you via text message and via email here in just a second. But for the one-time application fee, Brad, are we going to be using the same card that we have on file for you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So give me one quick second. Let me just attach Google Guaranteed to your account. So in a moment here, you're going to get an email from Local Splash Support. It's going to be titled, Your Google Guaranteed Campaign Has Begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have the link to the application. Okay? Give me just one sec. Refresh. All right, perfect. So that email should be coming here through shortly. Again, it's going to be titled, Your Google Guaranteed Campaign Has Begun. What I'm also going to do is I'm going to send you over a text message with the application on it as well. And I'm going to reply to our current email thread with that application too. Okay? Just give me one sec.
Wait a minute.
Let's see. Okay, So the app was sent in our current email thread and the text message. Let me check on the Google guaranteed campaign has begun. And I heard you say, wait a minute, too. Did you have a question on there?
Yeah. You got a list of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm not doing some of that.
Yeah, so the stuff that you don't do, like, for example, jetted lap pools, right? or repair cracks,
repair
right?
Repair cracks and repair tile. I ain't messing with that junk.
Yeah, so all you do is you leave those off. So what's going to happen, you're going to turn the type of leads that you want on, and we're going to turn the subcategories.
So I'm going to go in somewhere and I'll go in somewhere and set all that.
Yes, correct. So I'm going to schedule your...
I'd be upset if I paid $55 for a repair crack lead.
Right.
And,
for sure.
I ain't driving up there to fix no crack.
Yeah, yeah. So some clients, what they do, right, is like, what's a good example I could use? Okay, so roofing, right? So sometimes, like, I have guys that just want the roof install leads turned on, right? But once they start making, like, a good profit, they'll turn on the roof repair, too, because a lot of times the roof repair...
Right, recommend that they get a new roof.
Exactly,
yeah.
You know? So I play with that. I would turn the more profitable ones on to start, you know? And then once you're making a good profit from this, then you can kind of play around with it. You know what I'm saying? But
Then I'm still skipping the cracks, but I'm going to start... I'll price the stuff higher and higher and hope
right.
A few of them turn me down, and the ones that take me, then we'll do it to it.
Do it to it. That's
but
right.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah, just
I'm
turn
you.
The,
that's
just
a,
turn
that's
the
a good,
type of leads you want on, though, for sure. You know?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now the phone number, right? So for your leads, you want those forwarding to the 615-692-2856 number, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So leads go in there. And remember, you could technically target all of Tennessee. I'm sure you probably don't want to, but how far do you want to target for Google Guarantee?
Well, actually, it's not exactly like that. I would like to target a few areas.
Okay.
One is immediate area around where I live.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also got a farm in West Tennessee a couple of hours from here. And sometimes me and the guys go down there for a week or two, things
okay.
like that. I would not mind set some targeting in that area. And if we all enjoy it on the farm, we get about 300 acres out there. And if we land something down there, we'll just all go to the farm. We'll work in the day and play in the afternoons.
There you go. Yeah. You always can play with it too. Like, let's say you guys just go to the farm for whatever reason, or let's say you're traveling to some part in Tennessee that's different. You can talk to your lead technician, or you could call me because sometimes they get busy on that side, right? But just let me know, like, hey, we want to turn our leads on for, you know, wherever. And then they'll just add that in because they'll already have you approved for the whole state, basically, you know? So where would you like to target though, starting out?
Rutherford County.
Got it. Okay. Got it. So just Rutherford County.
I'll assume this is kind of a no contract, no whatever.
No contract, yeah.
As long as it's a win-win and, at that point, then, whatever's left in your budget comes back to me.
Yeah, so good question. So I haven't encountered that yet, right? Because I haven't had a client cancel on the Google Guaranteed program, but it is month-to-month no contracts. You could pause your leads at any time. If you were to, let's say your lead budget had like $300 remaining or something like that. I'm just using that as an example. And you're like, hey, you know, I'm good with Google Guaranteed. What we do is the $300, we can reapply that to a different product, or we could just run it out, right, until your lead balance is at zero. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. But you just got to communicate
so we ain't getting
that
it back
to us.
Is what you're saying.
No, you wouldn't. But again, you're not going to want to cancel. You'll absolutely love this. But in our, like, terms of experience.
How long have you been doing this?
We've been doing the Google Guarantee program for 3 years now. I've been with the company 7 years, though.
So in 3 years, you've never seen anybody cancel this program?
Nobody canceled it. Yes, sir. 100%.
Huh. Well, something must be working.
It is. It's the fairest lead program out there. And that's like what my clients have specifically told me. You know what I'm saying? But, and I know like hearing it from me is like, man, it's just words, you know, but you're going to see what I'm talking about once you get rolling on this. Like you'll love it.
They say, what about it?
What about it? Right.
You said your customers say, what about this? What
they
tell you about
this
program?
The fairest lead program, because the thing is with all the other ones, because with the other ones, they're always telling me like they're sending the leads to multiple companies. I've even had guys tell me like they show up to the lead for an estimate and other companies show up at the same time. So with Google Guaranteed, you don't have to worry about all that, you know? Yeah, so it's gonna be way better for you. But going back to Rutherford County, right? That's what we're targeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Now I'm gonna schedule your Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment with your lead technician. We block off just a 30-minute window for this. What they're gonna do is they'll send you like some confirmation emails, right? And they're gonna be able to push your application through. So let me double check the calendar here. So they're actually booked out for tomorrow. So what time on Monday would work best for you? And that gives you time to get the application through, too.
I'm not sure if I'll be in town Monday or near a computer.
Okay.
Let me think for a minute.
Okay.
Let me pull up the weather. That might be related to where I'm at Monday.
Okay.
Chance of room. I guess we could set one, and if it don't work out, then we'll reschedule.
Yeah, give me one sec. Is tomorrow a good day for you?
I will probably be traveling tomorrow.
Okay. So yeah, let's just schedule one for Monday then. So what time do you want to initially set it on Monday? Because it's the earliest they have is going to be 9:30 Central Time. Okay. The latest they have is a 5:30 Central, and then they have the majority of the slots in between, just the 10 a.m. filled, and then the 4
p.m. Where are y'all? California.
We're in California, yes, sir. So I'm going off of your time, though, Central Time.
That's why I reverse engineered to you must be in California for those late hours.
Yeah. No, we are. We're 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. our time, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Set it for Monday, whatever time.
Monday, you want to do early, like 9:30 a.m. your time?
That's not early, man. I got a half a day of work in at 9:30.
Right. Early for us.
Yeah, my wife thinks that's early.
Right. Yeah. Is it 9:30 though? Does that work for you? Or
we'll shoot for 9:30.
All right, 9:30. All right, perfect. Is that way too?
If you'll share me somebody's contact information, if that doesn't come together for some reason, I'll try to reach out to them and let them know in advance.
Yeah, I texted you my direct line and extension. So if 9:30 isn't going to work, all you got to do is text back like, hey Dan, 12 o'clock will work better for me or whatever it is. And I'll switch it and I'll send you a confirmation text, you know.
Okay. Is that me and you or me and somebody else?
The way our texts work is it comes to us via email and it goes to the last person to speak with you. But I check my Google Guaranteed accounts, and I always check on your guys' appointment times, you know, So I'll definitely see it and I'll respond to you, you know?
All right.
All right. So you're going to get an email calendar invite, though. It's going to be local / LSA onboarding appointment. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way this works, as long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay?
All right.
All right. And let me send it to them too. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, so that's set. So the only thing you want to try to get this done over the weekend is that application. Now, when you fill out the application, okay, it doesn't show me that insurance is required for your vertical and area. If you are insured, great, just submit it, right? If you're not insured, though, all you got to do to bypass that on the application is just put a picture of, like, your logo or whatever, doesn't matter. But you have to put a picture in the insurance doc. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then also for the background check, I mentioned it briefly earlier, but two companies do the background. One is going to be Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. If Evident is doing your background check, they are going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So just have that with you for the onboarding appointment. Okay. And it's randomly selected by Google too. So they'll know on Monday, like, hey, you know, Evident's doing it or Pinkerton's doing it. And they let you know that in the onboarding appointment too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sound like Pinkerton needs to do it. So I don't have to waste more time.
Right. It's pretty easy, though. They just send you a text, you click on it, and then it pulls your camera up where you just, you know, scan the front and back.
Yeah, I got it.
You know, but they'll walk you through it, too. It's super easy, you know. Any questions for me in the meantime?
I don't think so.
All right. Congratulations, Brad. You're going to absolutely love this. Look out for that call on Monday at 9:30. And that call will come from our 877 number. If you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to contact me, okay?
All right. Seven, seven, nine, three.
No, my extension is 711. So the text
you sent that to me. I was just looking at the number on the caller ID.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, so if you call that number back, you're going to get a random person on the floor. So to get me directly, you want to call our 877 number and then just plug my extension in, 711, and then it will come straight over to me. Okay.
But you shot that over to me, right?
I did. Yes, sir. It'll say Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
All right.
Okay. All right, Brad, congratulations, sir. Have a great weekend, and remember to get that application submitted. If you have questions on it, too, just contact me, but we got you set for Monday at 9:30 a.m., okay?
Out of curiosity,
mm-hmm.
Do you know what some of these guys are averaging in my area, Cowboy Pools or Coyote or some of these guys? How many leads are they averaging in a month or in a year in this area?
It's not going to show us for their area because we're not working with them. We don't have a Google guaranteed account for them, right? So it wouldn't be able to show us how many leads they're actually taking on, right? But the technician may be able to go over, like, similar companies that we're working with because they're actually in the accounts. I'm not in the accounts to see, like, the exact amount of leads, you know? But I will tell you this, too. Every one of my clients that have started this, except for one, okay, started with the minimum budget, and then they increased their budgets, right? I do have a few guys that are just part-time businesses, right, but they are, like, licensed and insured, and they ended up keeping it at the minimum budget requirement. But you're going to be able to – it's obviously dependent off of how far you're targeting to, right? But you're going to be able to hit your minimum budget requirement easy, you know?
Well, I've been doing this for a while, and man, we poke along about 12 or 14 pools a year, but, and that's with, and I work full-time work outside of this.
Oh, really? Okay.
There's a Nissan manufacturing plant here in the city I live in, and I work there. And so I do my 40 there. And I'll kind of help the guys a little on the afternoons and weekends, but they're building 12, 14 pools a year, mostly without me.
Mm-hmm.
But like I'm off right now on maternity leave. We just had another baby. So
congratulations.
So and with the new paternity leave, thank you, Donald Trump, we get a, and I can take like 16 weeks off. So,
that's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
for
sir.
16 weeks, I'm hustling, but dang, man.
Yes,
I get out and roll with the boys, dude. We start stacking money and we start burying the work. But I got a lot of years doing this, man.
Right.
But with my mind, and the good guys that I'm running, when we're all put together, man, we can roll. I don't think it'll be, I don't think it's nothing to triple what we're doing. And we need the leads.
Right. That's what this is for sure. You know, but if you, when you start working again, you know, at the Nissan plant, or like if you guys get slammed where you're booked out, all you got to do is pause your leads. You know what I'm saying? So,
don't plan on pausing no leads.
That's right. There you go. Let them roll then.
Don't worry about the mule. Just load the wagon.
There you go. There you go. Sounds
like
a plan,
we'll
brother.
We'll see what it does. Y'all can stack the books. I'm walking out.
There we go.
And the boys will roll full time, but we'll see what happens.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sounds like a plan. All right. So, yeah, we'll talk to you 9:30 Monday for sure. But if you, when you're going through that application, especially I know you got some time, right? Just give me a call if you have any questions on it too, okay? That way we can get it submitted to Google, get you approved as fast as possible. All right.
What do I need to do between now and Monday?
Oh, so the application, that's the main thing. I sent it to you via text and we sent it to you via email, right? If you look at your emails,
No, that's the appointment, Google Guarantee.
That's the appointment. Google Guarantee campaign begins. Do you see that one?
Yes.
Okay, so when you pull that one up.
Form right there. I see it.
Yeah, so when you pull that one up, there's going to be a bunch of stuff on there. The main thing is, yeah, application form. You're going to want to click on that, and then it's a one-page application. You want to get that bad boy filled out.
All right, I'll have it done.
All right, and because I know you're going to ask on this too, so on the insurance, okay, if you have insurance, just submit it on there. If you don't...
We've got insurance, man.
Okay, yeah, just shoot it on there. Then.
And actually,
that way
if somebody don't have insurance, you don't need to be doing this for them.
Right, right, right. All I have to do is go off of Google's requirements, so they were just requiring that license, but sometimes they do that because specific licenses will require you to have insurance, you know? But, you know, all you got to do is just fill that out, and then it will ask you a few questions, like, a couple times. Oh, one other thing. Do you have a bunch of field workers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'd recommend, okay, is under – it's going to ask you total number of business owners. Just put one. And then where
right.
It says field workers, put zero, okay? And here's why. They're only going to run the background check on you. Google doesn't have a van driving around checking up on it, you know, and also, you know, it's not going to be put on your Google Guaranteed profile that you have zero field workers. It's just going to make your Google Guaranteed application a faster process. Okay.
Right. Because then they're running background checks on every Joe Smo
yes.
on the team.
Yeah. So just put one owner, put zero field
one
workers.
One owner, zero and, workers.
Yes. Yes, and then the background check will just be on you, and it'll because I know right now is the prime time because you're off, so you kind of want to expedite this thing, you know, for sure.
I got it, baby.
All right, you're the man. I'll tell them too, to look out for the application by tomorrow. That way, we could kind of get it submitted beforehand, and then on Monday they'll just make sure everything's good to go. Okay.
All right,
you're the man. Have a great rest of your day. Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, you're welcome. All right, thanks, brother. Bye.
Bye.